Welcome to Living Orthodoxy, an invitation to a deeper life in Christ, a podcast of St. Philip Orthodox Church in Souderton, Pennsylvania, dedicated to connecting the liturgical and spiritual life of the Orthodox parish with the life of the Orthodox home, presenting the weekly homilies of our parish pastors, Father Noah Buscelli and Father James Thayer, as well as discussions of the liturgical year and Orthodox life and practice by Justin Gold and Jeff Hyatt.
Glory to Jesus Christ, glory forever. Today on this podcast, we will continue our conversation with Father Parthenios, who was visiting with us along with Metropolitan Ephrem Kyriakos from Tripoli, Lebanon. We are now hours away from beginning the Nativity Fast that begins tomorrow. What is the role of fasting in the life of an Orthodox Christian, or what role should fasting play?
You know, in our Orthodox rules, in general, this church is the church of the Christ, is the church of the tradition, it's the church of the Holy Apostle that began in Jerusalem and in all the world. The way of this church is the ascetic way, and he teach the dogma and the faith to the people by several ways. As we know that our the liturgical life in our church is a big university that teach us many things about the life of Christ. By the chant, by the words, by everything we do in the church. And before every big feast in our church, like Easter, for example, and Nativity, and many feasts in our church, the Dormition of the Holy Virgin, 15th of August, our church prepare us to have a real, feast in our life, and to like the Christ and become man. Our church teach us by the years, not only one in one time in the life, in all in this liturgical life, to become really, as the fathers, holy fathers say, by the grace, how to say in English, Lord become, he was a God, become a man.
Yeah.
And we are men, become God, but by the grace, not by the source. This is the way that our church help us. If you want to pray, if you want to be with God, the only thing that you want to do it is to be like a close man to him. And the feast help us. The first rule in the paradise to Adam was to feast.
To fast.
And the man doesn't do this this obeisance to our God. And Christ in the Holy Gospel say, if you want to be free from your desires, from you should fast and pray. And the church with his experience by the Holy Fathers see that is the way that it can help the faithful people to have a real feast and to celebrate it very close with God.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What is it specifically about fasting? You brought up Adam, that Adam had to fast in the garden. What is it specifically about fasting that is a doorway into, you were talking about theosis or participating in God's life. What is it about fasting that makes that such a crucial piece?
For Adam, he gave him the liberty to do what he want to do it. And this is in our God, that He gave us this liberty to do what we can do it. And at the same time, they are like borders. The sin of Adam is like now. The humanity now do research to become God. And he cannot be God because we have this, how to say in English, like the devil, he want to be dominate. He want to be...
captive?
Yeah, something like this.
Enslaved?
Enslaved. The humanity in general, this is the humanity. Without God, we are slave to have everything. By the fast, we can become more humble. We can know that we cannot do this or that. We can put borders for everything. We can have this voluntary in our life. As the Apostle Paul say, everything is good, but not everything
helpful.
This is simple, that the first add us, help us to have like a little child who learn about his mother how to eat, how to sit, how to get to do this and not to do the others. And by the time he become a man and a strong man, and he will thank his mother by all that he teach him before. And the church, our church, really is like a mother that teach us by many things to help us to be stronger in front of the passion and the sins that they are in front of us. And without this exercising, how can the human depass his passion and do what he can do? Isaac the Syriac, he say that the biggest sin in the life, when the human do the sin without knowledge that he do it. This is the biggest. And now we have it in this life. That everything we do it without to know that this is not good for him. And this church, our church, give us how to say no to something and yes to the other. Nothing to God is not good. Eating is good, very well. But sometimes you should stop and do this limit for everything and to concern yourself by praying. I want to say that this fasting, the Christmas from 15 till eve of Christmas, our church learn us how to be in it. Like the Theotokos, like our Virgin Mary, how to have the Christ inside us. Today I write something about this thing, and I'm thinking that the first step, that if you want to have the Christ inside ourselves, you should follow the step of our Virgin, because the presentation of our Virgin in the temple was the first step that our Virgin purify herself by praying, by fasting, and concern herself by reading the Holy Bible or the Holy Words. And after that, the Christ became inside her. I think that the same way that our church put this calendar and put in the first days of this fast the presentation of our Theotokos to the temple, to follow her step by the silence, by reading, by purifying herself in the temple. And this is the way that after that we can have the, our Christ inside. Because not only the Virgin Mary give us the Christ, every one of us can give the Christ to the others. This is our theology for this. And if everything we do it in our life, in the church, for example, if you don't put it in our life, yeah, to have this thing practical in our life, and everything is very far, and we don't take something really helpful for us. By this way, you know, we can say that every feast in our calendar in the church, our church help us to be in the event, not to be outside of the event, to be inside by all the rules, as we can say, that they put it for us in the church. For example, this fest of Christmas that begins tomorrow will continue with till Christmas Eve in 25 of December.
Thank you, Abuna. Thank you for sharing that. That was a beautiful imagery of beautifying ourselves during this fast, to be able to receive Christ in us. That was...
And to follow the example of them. For example, the three children in the
furnace.
Mm-hmm. How by fast the fire cannot kill them. Prophet Daniel with the lions. The church, our church say, by fast, the lion become like cats. Everything done in the Holy Bible in general give us a good example how it's helpful. Every fast we're doing, we will do in our life, and to taste, to have a taste from the heaven that God can give us like a gift in each feast we do it, in Christmas or Easter. And I hope everyone and every Christian that have this taste after each fest we do in his life. And I think our God is merciful, and he give us everything gratuit.
Free.
This is our God. The only thing that he want our God from us, as we say in the Psalm in 50, to have our heart and our mind given to him.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father Noah, I'm wondering if you would like to just offer a few instructions for us as we head into this Nativity fast, whether we're just beginning fasting or we're seasoned fasters. What would you like us as a parish to keep in mind?
The fast is a gift given to Adam and Eve, a gift that they did not take up. They didn't make mature. So I want people to think of it first and foremost. This is a gift from God, and we need to take it and be grateful for it. And it will help us to mature. It will help us to develop self-control in other areas of our life, so that instead of being pushed by the passions, we can be led by the Holy Spirit. I'd like to encourage people to think of the fast in terms of the letter of the law and also the spirit of the law. And we should do our best to follow the letter of the law strictly, not eating meat and dairy. With little kids in the house, of course, we can relax that. If somebody elderly or infirm, we can relax the fast a little bit. But we shouldn't relax it for our own sake, because then we're making that decision, instead of saying non evlogimeno to what the church has said, we're saying, well, I'm going to do it my way, instead of doing it God's way. So we should follow the letter of the law strictly. But we also need to have the spirit of the fast. And the spirit of the fast is to live simply. I think if we don't turn off our TVs and limit our other screen time, then we might be putting only fasting food into our mouths, but we're filling our minds with garbage. So to have a screen fast is very important. If we have big decisions to make, What am I going to do about this? What about that? You should wait until Christmas. You shouldn't be making big decisions during a fast. The money that we would be spending on fancy foods, we need to be giving to the poor. We have Wednesday nights and Friday nights, we have special Advent services, the Advent breakfasts. I'd like to challenge everybody in the parish to come to at least one of those. Come once a week, that would be great, but at least come once for the whole fast. My question for myself is, how can I be more like a child? More dependent on God, more dependent on family, less quick to judge and react, but to be thankful for the little things that are given.
I've only been doing this a couple of years now, but the fasting life and rhythm of the liturgical year. But it strikes me that the Nativity fast is especially difficult in some ways because of all the, just our culture. There's Christmas parties, you know, fill up the December weekends with parties, whatever. I'm wondering, you know, how should we manage that reality of, you know, the culture we live in and all the celebration that goes on leading up to the feast, whereas, you know, the church has us reverse that. You know, we fast until the feast and then we celebrate.
Yeah. Well, it's okay to say, no, I can't come to your party. Let's have a party. Let's schedule a party after Christmas instead. And they might look at you like you have three eyes in your head. You don't have to go to every party. Now, you have to go to Thanksgiving. But you don't have to eat a lot of turkey. You definitely don't have to eat ham. Just have a little bit of turkey and say thank you. Very juicy turkey this year. Thank you. A little slice of pumpkin pie and enjoy it. I once insulted my grandmother by not eating the food that she prepared because I was fasting. And I wish I could take it back, but I can't take it back. So we have to have some humility too. But if we are hosting Thanksgiving, we can freeze the turkey Thursday night. And then we have the meal prepared already for Christmas Day or one of the days after Christmas. We don't have to cook another big meal. So it's okay to say no, but we have to say no politely and gently. And we have to know who the person is. How are they going to accept it? But they understand that we could say, I'm vegan this time of year. People understand vegan. Mm-hmm. They won't understand fasting. Mm-hmm. I'm fasting for my health because I have to get my sugar under control. They understand that. They don't understand you have to get my spiritual life under control.